We have a famous philosopher in the United States called Yogi Berra. He's a baseball player who once observed that it's deja vu all over again. And to many Americans, this is going to look like one more iteration of the Enron WorldCom-style fraud, in which a chief executive officer seems to have inflated the financial statements in order to conduct an initial public offering, and all of the traditional gatekeepers, the outside directors, the underwriters, and the auditors, appear to have been looking the other way, and none of them caught it in time. And that's going to produce, predictably, years of litigation in the United States, as well as, of course, a criminal prosecution of Mr. Bennett, the chief executive officer of this company.
Well, most people have thought there are lots of rules and regulations now to avoid such a situation happening again. What happened?
Well, this is a company that seems to have breached many of its obligations under Sarbanes-Oxley.
Sarbanes-Oxley is this corporate governance rules which were put in place after
Enron. This is a new statute that was passed by the U.S. Congress in 2002 in response to the Enron and WorldCom crises. One of the things it required is an evaluation by your outside auditor of the adequacy of your internal controls. The outside auditor for Revco found, and it was disclosed, that Revco had significant deficiencies in its ability to comply with the SEC's rules and reporting guidelines on a timely basis. That warning proved prophetic. The company had also just seen its chief financial officer resign in a rather quiet disappearance. That also is a very serious warning. And its president of its brokerage subsidiary was being investigated by the SEC, which had indicated that it wanted to suspend him from any supervisory capacity over the securities business. All three of those warning signals are very evident red flags. Yet nonetheless, the auditors and the underwriters went ahead with this giant public offering of over $500 million in August. And 2 months later, the truth becomes known.
John Coffey from Columbia University. Well,